is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as I said, this was going to be a bloody year. And yes, a lot of articles that I'm starting to see now are the results of what happened, i.e. the sentencing portion. But since they're in this year, they qualify. Like this article that was published on the 14th of February. Man stabs estranged wife to death during fight over stimulus check and kids, feds say. Well. Estranged wife, kids, so you know there's going to be eventually a full-on divorce. So yeah, that also might have been a factor as to why he decided to put the mask on. Kids, so you know what that means, child support. Yeah, no. Months before, officials say a man stabbed his estranged wife to death in a Missouri national park. He began making plans to terminate her, according to federal authorities. Now, 31-year-old Dylan J. Hanger from Mountain View, Missouri, has been sentenced to 21 years and 10 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to second-degree termination, records show. Hanger's defense attorney did not immediately respond to a request for comment from McClatchy News. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Authorities said Hanger first told a friend in January of 2020 that he was planning to delete his wife, who he shared 3 kids with. Now, if that is not the epitome of stupidity, I don't know what is. Planning to delete someone? That's a secret that you should take to the grave, especially if you're not caught. Quote unquote, in March 2020, he explored buying a firearm, but did not want to type, excuse me, into Facebook why he wanted it, prosecutors said in a sentencing memorandum. In early May, he tried out an alibi. At some point, he removed the knife he later used to delete his wife from his home. Then, on May 20th, 2020, authorities said Hanger met his estranged wife, Brittany Gorman, at a convenience store. Quote unquote, he said he put gas in her truck and gave her a $2,000 check for her part of their stimulus money, a check he knew would bounce if he gave her that check at all, according to court records. Later that day, he met Gorman at Buck Hollow, a river access point in Ozark National Scenic Riverways, according to his plea agreement. While in the park, the estranged couple, quote unquote, argued about their children and their federal stimulus check, McClatchy News reported in May. Hanger then shanked his wife at least 4 times, deleting her, authorities said. After Gorman was deleted, authorities said Hanger dumped her body in a remote location and secured his alibi with a friend, according to court records. Quote unquote, for 9 days, he maintained to both Gorman's family and law enforcement that Gorman was missing and suggested that it was due to her drug connections, authorities said. When the defendant finally admitted what he had done and revealed the location of Gorman's body on May 30th, 2020, Gorman's body, when recovered by law enforcement, was, quote unquote, no longer intact. Basically, the wildlife got to it. Hanger is not eligible for parole, authorities said. Well, what do we have here? This guy decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take her on a scenic trip, but it's going to be her last trip. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a national forest. Gotta give that one a 5. Method of execution. Come on now. The hot butter knife of doom. You know I'm giving that one a 15. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give that one a 5 also. And for the brutality factor. Up close and personal. Stabby, stab, stab. Yeah, he's getting a 15 on that one too. So dangerous. Dylan Hanger gets a score of 40. Here we are, yet again. Another man who decided, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. Like I said, divorce was definitely inevitable for this guy. And 3 kids, child support, plus he's more than likely going to be made to pay alimony. Yeah, if they were arguing over a STEMI check, then you know this man would not be able to keep up with child support for 3 kids. Oh, yeah, no, no. But hey, what else can be said? More and more men who end up in situations like this will end up putting on that mask. Hey, I'm just the reporter. Oh, yeah, gents. Oh, yeah. I don't even have to look hard to find more and more articles about guys who are taking matters into their own hands for all sorts of reasons. Like I said, if HMT was a tradable stock, I'd be a billionaire. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Women around the world, you seem to not understand this, but I'm going to tell you once again, the power, social, law enforcement, big zaddy government, white knights, simps, all of it will go out. Feminism and the belief that you have infinite protection will go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man decides that you've become the bane of his life, it's at that point he will decide, you know what? I'll go ahead and go into the cage, but I'm going to put your ass in that pine box. Yeah, at that point, he will decide to go ahead and dirt nap you. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.